Welcome to Succulents Network podcast. Today we're going to talk about 10 most popular string succulents. So get ready and let's begin. String succulents seem to be grown more and more in popularity. They are prized amongst many succulents collector and home decorators alike for its beautiful and delicate form. But what are string succulents exactly? Well, exactly as the name implies, their grow habit forms creeping strings or similar chains. All string succulents display a number of similar characteristics such as pendant stems and fleshy green leaves. They make excellent specimens for indoor and outdoor hanging displays. They are also useful in vertical gardens and wall pockets. String succulents are generally alike when it comes to their care. However, they differ in appearance, stem and leaf development, form, texture, color, size, and blooms. Some have upright bodies, where others have pendant stems. Stems are formed either by multiplying rows of leaves or forming vine. These plants do not require much maintenance, and besides this, they are beautiful as a decoration in any home. So let's get to it. Here are the 10 most popular string succulents. So start or add to your collection. First, we're gonna talk about Curio Roblianus, commonly known as string of pearls or string of beads. These plants are green and hang down. Curio Roblianus, formerly known as Senario Roblianus, is beautiful and trailing succulent native to dire plants of the southwest of Africa. It receives its common name from a specialist leaves, which are the size and shapes of small peas. The flowers are quite small, white to nearly white, brush-like, and appear during the summer. Second, Carusole Perforata, commonly known as string of buttons or necklace vine. Carusola perforata is relatively fast-growing, somewhat shrubby and sprawling succulent native to the Cape Province and KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa. Erect first, then the fleshy stem become prostrated and woody over the time. Leaves appear triangular and gray-green with reddish margin. The small flowers are star-shaped, white to pale yellow, and appear in spring. Thirdly, Curio radicans, commonly known as string of banana or string of fish hooks. Curio radicans, formerly known as Sentio radicans, is a fast-growing succulent with multiple tendrilates of glossy, banana-shaped foliage. It is native to South Africa. Flowers are small white, cinnamon-scented, and usually appear late in winter or early in spring. It is relatively hardy and easy to grow, making it a great plant for a novice gardener. Four, Seropegia linearis, commonly known as string of heart or rosary vine. This plant is an evergreen tuberosous succulent with long trailing stems bearing small heart-shaped and gray-patterned leaves. When exposed to sufficient light, they will have a deep green color. Under insufficient light, these leaves appear pale green. Flowers usually appear late summer to early fall, and they can last up to 6 weeks. Five. Curio herenanus, commonly known as string of watermelons or string of beets. The string of beets is a stunning trailing succulent native to Namibia and South Africa. It has trailing stems with oval pointed bead-like leaves. They are aligned with fine purple stripes and translucent leaves windows that help the plant absorb more sunlight. The flowers are small, white, to nearly white, brush-like, and appear to form spring to fall on long pendulosis. Six. Tishida numularia, commonly known as string of nickels. This plant is epiphytic, climbing plant with tiny opposite round leaves that resemble small coins dangling on a cord. It is native to tropical regions of Asia and Australia. Young leaves are occasionally with a powdery bloom. Flowers are white to yellow white and typically appear in spring. 7. Curio citriformis, commonly known as string of tears. The string of tears is formerly known as Sentio citriformis. It's a unique, slow-growing succulent with erect and trailing stems and teardrop-shaped leaves. It is known to be native to South Africa, Lesotho, and Swaziland. Leaves are soft, green to deep green depending on the season, with transparent longitudinal stripes following the plant. Flowers are small, creamy yellow, and appear late summer to winter on a thin, very stalk. 8. Peperiomia prostrata, commonly known as string of turtles. The string of turtle is a small, slow-growing, vining plant native to the rainforest of Brazil. It is small in size and with delicate leaves, making it a great plant for containers and most gardeners that want to create terrariums. The leaves are dark green to purple with beautiful pattern of white veins. The flower are insignificant, cream colored, and flower on the long spikes. 9. Curio peregrinus, commonly known as string of dolphins or dolphin's necklace. The dolphin necklace is a rare succulent with leaves that look like a tiny little dolphin jumping out of the wave. As they grow, they are becoming more and more similar, perfecting themselves as an impressive potting plant. In the fall, you should watch out for a white, small blossom that smells like cinnamon. This succulent is a hybrid between Curio artillaris and Curio rovellarius. 10. Crassula rupestris, commonly known as jade necklace. The jade necklace is a small, slow-growing succulent native to the southern region of Africa. The leaves are green with red edges, thick, rounded, and tightly stacked together along the stem. The small, star-shaped and pink triangle flowers are grouped in clusters. That has been all for today. I hope you enjoyed our 10 most popular string succulents. And if you have not already subscribed to the channel, make sure you do so. Or feel free to visit our website, succulentsnetwork.com. There you can find all the plant information you need about your succulents, care guides, and how-to guides that will help you throughout the season. Thanks, bye-bye.